The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The Buddha said that contemplation of death is the most important contemplation. He compared it to the elephant's paw print in the jungle, that all other paw prints of all animals could fit into that one, into the elephant's paw print. That's how, that all contemplations, all practices could fit into this contemplation of death, could be benefited by this contemplation of death. He says something like, he said, without being myself, why being myself subject, and this is you too, subject, we are subject to aging, birth, and death. Why, you know, I am subject. Why should I seek that is also subject to these things? So we attach to all these things that are subject to death, just like we are. They're going to die. They're going to dissolve. And he says, why? That's kind of silly, isn't it? Or that's ignorant to attach, knowing so well how I will die. What sense does it make to attach to that, this reputation, this person, this approval, this comfort, this thing, this success, that it all dies? So this isn't a depressing thought. It's actually a joyous thought. You know, it's the freedom of a release from attachments and aversions is a joyous prospect. So he says, suppose I were to seek, instead of all these things that are subject to old age and death, suppose I were to seek the unborn essence. What doesn't age? What doesn't get old? What doesn't get sick? The supreme security from bondage, nirvana, or just awareness, just simply being right now aware. So I'm going to tell you a little story. There was this monk who was wandering on a walk, and he wasn't looking where he was going, and he slipped and fell over a cliff. And so, of course, in that moment where he was falling over the cliff, he was very afraid. So he grabbed hold of a branch that was sticking out of the side of the cliff, and he held on to that branch for dear life. And he prayed, Buddha, help me, save me. And a mysterious, kind of booming voice came out of the void and said, let go, let go, let go. And then the monk said, Is there someone else out there? But then the branch broke, and he was at first quite terrified because he was just out there floating through space. And then he realized there's no ground. And he relaxed. And he was quite at ease, quite happy, quite comfortable, just to be floating through boundless space. And as he was floating through space, thoughts would come into his mind, past regrets, future worries, shames, ambitions, and then just, you know, realizing this is ridiculous. I'm just floating through space endlessly. And he let those go. And then sights came before his eyes, beautiful mountains and trees, and the sky was so beautiful, and all the clouds. And then there was rain, and he felt the rain. And he heard the thunder and saw the lightning. And he just kept floating. Thoughts, fears, jealousies might come into his heart, but it doesn't make sense. So they would come and go and come and go freely without. He didn't have to fight with any of that. So let's meditate for a few minutes, and then we can, then you can talk to each other about these very important reflections. So again, come relax into your body. Relax into the rising and falling of the breath. And noticing the breath is so impermanent. It just sensation by sensation, it's rising, falling, rising, falling. And noticing your feet, feeling the sensations in your feet. Changing. In your calves, and your thighs, the changing sensations in your thighs, and aware of your back. Aware, sometimes awareness is compared to the ceaselessly shining sun. Let the ceaselessly shining sun warm. Awareness is warm. It is love. Shine on your shoulders and your neck and melting the tightnesses. And letting the sun shine on your arms and your hands. And feeling the sensations changing, particularly accessible in the hands, in the palms. This is you. This is your blood, energy, air, in the thumbs and in the first finger and second finger, third finger, in the palms, in the backs of the hands, changing. And the changing sensations in the throat, and letting that warm sunshine of awareness shine on your face and melting any tension in your jaw, your mouth, your forehead and eyes, your brain. And letting your awareness expand, widen, take in the entire body, this is a thought that scientifically we are made up of subatomic particles, so minuscule they can't even be seen. In an electromagnetic magnifying glass. But what they've determined is those particles are almost entirely space. Just a teeny tiny 0.111% is matter. Yet that matter is traveling at hundreds of thousands of times the speed of light. So that's a thought, but bring that thought into your experience of your body, your awareness, your life being. Change. Your entire body, all the cells, all the molecules, the entire universe, the sun, the stars, the galaxy, everything is changing. And relax into that. And allow that, accept that. Be with the changing thoughts. The changing emotions. We don't have to fight with them. They always change on their own, right? They liberate themselves, so we don't have to try to get free of anything. It frees itself. The thoughts free themselves. Just relaxing and being in space, boundless space. and then feel the meaning of this prayer, the impact of this prayer that Zigar Kontrol, his students do this every day. When all of the appearances of this life dissolve, which they, of course, will, and which they're actually doing moment by moment, when the appearances of this life dissolve, may I with ease and great happiness let go of all attachments to this life. Like a son or daughter returning home. So I return home with ease and great happiness, letting go of all attachments, all aversions, all jealousies, all not good enough, less than, all angers, letting go of all the attachments to this life, pride, accomplishments, like a son or daughter returning home, at ease, relaxed, returning to the absolute that's always here, awareness, simply being in wide open boundless space, like the monk. There's no ground. This is preparing for death. This is our practice. Okay, thank you. So, when we go into these breakout sessions, consider, sorry about that. Consider that this could be a great opportunity to express your understanding to each other. When we express our, like I'm expressing my understanding to you, it's a great gift to express your understanding, because when you express it, you're clarifying it to yourself. And you're also giving a gift to those who are hearing you. So, yeah, I just hope you can welcome it as a joyous opportunity. I was in a group with a wonderful teacher. I love this teacher. And we were in a group sharing. And she said, okay, now, David, testify. So I'm saying, I'm inviting you, when you go into your group, testify. So I'm going to set up some groups. And I put, I hope you can see them, questions in the chat. One was just, what's your response to these, just talk about death. What's your response to the teachings, the letter, the meditation? That's a juicy one. That's I think we all have something we can share about our own reflections about death. And then, what is home for you? And given this situation, this very brief situation, if you go to an actuarial table and put in your age, you'll see how brief it is. What is your aspiration now? What's a purpose for you that makes sense for this last stage of your life? Another question I had, a reflection, was what are the unique gifts of this stage of life? And I thought this would be interesting. Recall a past situation that was very difficult, like a heartbreak, or a difficult situation at work when you were 40 or 30 or 50 or whatever, anything, or when someone passed away that you loved. And it was really terrible for you. You were just completely tied up in knots, and you thought this is never going to end. And how would you advise your younger self now? How you put your arm around her or his shoulders, and what advice would you give him or her? So any of those, or actually anything that is alive in your practice, is fine.